Steve Smallman Collection, Volume 2, written and read by Steve Smallman.
"I'm hungry," said little Lenny Bunny.
"I'm very hungry," said slightly bigger Benny Bunny.
"I'm very, very hungry," said much bigger Barney Bunny.
"Well, someone had better go to the vegetable patch and get some carrots then, because there are none left," said Itty Bitty Betty Bunny.
"I'll go," said little Lenny, and off he went.
Little Lenny Bunny had just pulled up one big, juicy carrot when out jumped a big, bad, bully bunny. He pushed poor Lenny onto his little bunny bottom and snatched the carrot.
"You can't have this carrot," he shouted.
"Why not?" squeaked little Lenny.
"Because you're really, really stupid," bellowed the big, bad bully bunny. "And if you tell anyone that I took your carrot, I'll squash you flat."
Poor Lenny Bunny went back to his burrow empty-handed.
"Why didn't you bring us any carrots?" asked his brothers and sister.
"Because I'm too stupid," said little Lenny in a very small voice.
"No, you're not. Who told you that?" they asked.
But little Lenny Bunny wouldn't tell.
"Don't worry," said slightly bigger Benny Bunny. "I'll get us some carrots." And off he went.
Benny Bunny had just pulled up two juicy-looking carrots when out jumped the big, bad bully bunny. He pushed poor Benny Bunny over and snatched the carrots.
"You can't have these carrots," he shouted.
"Why not?" gasped Benny Bunny.
"Because you're really, really ugly. And if you tell anyone I took your carrots, I'll squash you flat."
Poor Benny Bunny went back home empty-handed.
"Why didn't you bring us any carrots?" asked Barney and Betty.
"Because I'm too ugly," said Benny Bunny in a very small voice.
"No, you're not. Who told you that?" they asked.
But Benny Bunny wouldn't tell.
"Don't worry," said much bigger Barney Bunny. "I'll get us some carrots." And off he went.